Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Afternoon, yeah. Okay, can we take roll call? We'll start with Commissioner Hill.
Present.
Commissioner Bone?
Present.
Commissioner D?
Present.
Me? I'm here.
Just here, up here.
Nick Cataldo here.
James Smith here.
Oliver?
I'm present.
Are you? Steven?
Deputy City Attorney Stephen Graham.
Thank you. Oh, and Lisa's here too.
Present.
All right. This is item number 5. Review the minutes of the last meeting. The correction I found was Susie was not excused. She was actually here. And Commissioner Bone should have been instead of her.
Four letters.
Yeah, four letters. It's all the same. Were you excused, Alan? Alan wasn't here last night.
He doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember.
It's ancient history.
He was.
I think I was
out of town.
You were out of town.
He's tough.
He's still out of town.
Out of mind.
Tough crowd.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Wait
a minute.
What?
I was here last time.
Oh. Okay. So is D.
Yes.
Okay. So.
I'll fix it.
Okay, good. We'll let you.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, I have to
get it here.
And yes.
Okay. That's a passive aggressive thing. You're here, but you are.
No cycle that. Don't psychoanalyze the minutes. Don't read into it.
Does anybody see anything else? You have a motion.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Through 7 minutes.
As
corrected.
Okay, now I
second.
We'll get this down.
Sweet.
Any objections?
No.
Carrie. Let's go to number 6, announcements and reports from the commissioner. Commissioner Smith, would you like to start?
Sure. There's just, we'll be continuing to dedicate schools in San Bernardino. We're actually dedicating 7 schools. We've dedicated 2 so far, and we'll be dedicating, we have 3, because when I was gone, the W.R. Holcomb Elementary School was dedicated. The next one after that is Henry, here in San Bernardino Elementary School. And then the next one will be George Brown Elementary School. And then there's H. Frank Dominguez in May, his elementary school. And there's one, the middle college school is going to also be dedicated. And I want to thank publicly the school system. We have such a great relationship with the San Bernardino Unified School System is that they actually paid for all the plaques. So we're just basically having the honor to show up and present our dedication ceremony. Also on June the 14th, we'll be celebrating Admission Day in San Bernardino at the Elks Lodge. They are committed to having a ceremony for Flag Day every year because they commemorate the U.S. flag, and for the last 20 years they've invited the Native Sons to participate because Flag Day in California is the same day on June 14th. So that date has not been confirmed, but we're certainly shooting for Tuesday, June the 14th, which will be the day after our next meeting. And that's all I have.
June 14th is a Admission Day.
June 14th. Admission day was California admission was September the 9th, which we haven't celebrated since 1984, but that's another issue.
But when is June 14th?
That's Flag Day.
Well, I know that, okay.
Oh, and there's also Flag Day. No, Flag Day. It's Flag Day in California and United States.
Jim, when you do those plaques, is any history retold at that point?
Absolutely.
Oh, are they? I was talking
yes.
about that.
Yes. So. The three that we've done, there's some history about the school. So.
Okay.
But the school district paid for it, so basically they have the input on what they want to have. And the principal, I think, has some input in that also. So.
And do the school does the history, or do you guys do history?
The school does the history.
Oh, okay.
Brass or granite?
They're actually, that'll come up later on. No, they're brass plaques. They're expensive plaques, and they're right at the entrance of the school. So, but that's their call.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fitaldo.
This coming Saturday is we're having a centennial. The 100th anniversary of the 100th anniversary rededication of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument at Pioneer Park in San Bernardino. And it's where the Feldheim Library is. Those people don't know where it is. And it starts at 11 o'clock a.m. It's basically it's a rededication of the monument that was the soldier, the monument with a Union soldier, see on top, was mounted there on April 15th, 1916. And 100 years and a day later, we're having the centennial. Also, we have two World War I plaques that were stolen because they're both out of brass, metal thieves. And through basically the Historical Society, through we paid for it, and we also got donations covering it. We have a World War I, a new World War I plaque, made out of black granite. That Steve Shaw, the president of our Historical Society, will present to that celebration. It's an hour-long program. The Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War will be there. They're going to have a little encampment around. To a point. They're going to have a musket volley. We got that cleared with the police department to make sure that. Shot. And we're going to have, all kinds of neat stuff. Native Sons of Golden West will be presenting a marker in front of the monument, arrowhead shaped marker. And I think who else is involved? Well, is it the Union Veteran, I think? I'm not sure if the Native Daughters of the Civil War are coming to, but really it's Union soldiers. Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War and Native Sons of Golden West and Community Parks and Recreation. Cynthia Alvarado put our flyers together in our program, so this is kind of a little mock-up of the program. This is passes around. But that's what it's going to look like. There may be a slight change. Every time we do, we've had lots of meetings. Every time we make the final copy, we find there's something else that needs to be changed. And lo and behold, it's probably something else, but I'm happy with the way it looks. Now, one quick thing. Last week was kind of an interesting thing. Several of us were contacted by C-SPAN, TV cable network, that I thought their primary job, I think their primary focus is on politics in Washington, D.C. They have three stations. They have C-SPAN, C-SPAN 2, C-SPAN 3. Third one does American history, and they travel to different cities throughout the United States. And lo and behold, they came to San Bernardino. And I was interviewed by two members of the group, and they covered actually the whole day. It was really interesting. It was pretty fun. I know Alan was interested, and Alan was probably talking about at the Santa Fe Depot. And Margaret Hill was also interviewed for educational purposes. Albert Okura was interviewed at the McDonald's Museum. Bob Edwards was interviewed at the Norton Air Force Base Museum and the San Bernardino County Museum. So they're going to have a little program on, and I think it's May 7th or May 8th. That's it. Very interesting. It's a very to me, it's a very positive thing for San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I asked later in the day, I thought about the whole day, but at the end of the day, I had to ask, why did they pick San Bernardino? Because, my first thought was maybe it has something to do with the fact that San Bernardino filed bankruptcy or December 2nd, the terrorist attack. And he said that had nothing to do with that. San Bernardino was chosen a month before, the December attack. And their focus on just one particular program on C-SPAN 3 is they're going to mid-sized cities throughout the country. They went to a city in Kansas, not too long ago, in Oklahoma. And San Bernardino, I guess 200,000 people is a mid-sized city. It's not really big. And so anyway, I think it's a real positive. Yes. And again, it's focusing on positive things about this area is good.
That's right.
So that's it.
Thank you, Nick.
It's mostly a work thing, but I think it would be interesting to all of you. They're working on the Santa Ana bike trail along the Santa Ana River, and the group that's putting that together have contacted me about some just various ditch history, mostly, more than anything else. And Commissioner Bone, have you ever heard of Camp Victoria?
Where would it be located?
Gage Canal area?
No.
Okay, me either.
That had to be in the Riverside, county of Riverside.
I would agree with that. That's what we decided too, but I can't find any evidence for it.
What type of camp was it?
Civil War, but I don't know very much about it, and I can't find any reference to it anywhere.
Because you knew there was a
camp. Anyways, they had a ditch, apparently, and that's become something that they want to protect if it really exists, but they don't have any evidence that it exists. And I don't in my archives either, so I thought, well. But I don't know too much about the Civil War camps.
There's a couple where it goes up the hill at High Grove, mm-hmm. the Gage Canal. The pumping
right.
station was down off of Barton Road.
Yeah, that's a big
thing. Then it went through there to basically where the Riverside train stations are.
Right.
There was another canal that went off of...
there's Riverside Canal.
And I don't know the name of it, but there's a marker there even.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know where K&N Filters is off of
Columbia. Yeah,
it's down in that gully there.
Okay.
But I can go down and read it. So.
Oh, well. Anyway, I just was curious if you'd heard of Camp Victoria. I don't know. It didn't ring a bell with me, and I looked through everything. Lots of stuff about Camp Carlton.
But Camp on, a lot of those.
Yeah. Okay. So it was kind of interesting to be contacted about that. Interesting. History along the river, because it has a great deal to do with the development of San Bernardino. And the oldest European-made thing in the valley is the Zanki, the Zanha. So, I mean, it's worth saving and protecting.
1820.
Yeah. So
just for us newbies.
Oh, what is the Zanha?
Oh,
it's, sorry, it was an irrigation ditch, and it was dug from the direction of the mission in San Gabriel, using Indian labor, and it's said that they used like the shoulder bones of cattle. And
the ditch came from Mill Creek, which breaks off from Santa Ana River.
Right,
and then irrigated areas of old San Bernardino, about where the Ostensia is, and then lots of ditches about that same time began to grow up. There's all kinds of things. There's a long history, lots of history and disputes and back and forth and stuff. But the Zanha is the oldest thing in the valley. So.
Can you spell that for me, sister?
Z-A-N-J-A.
Todd actually wrote a pamphlet on that.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's often referred to as the Zanki by people that didn't speak Spanish, so you'll hear old timers call it Zanki.
Just two people see the
Zanki. Yeah, now I say Zanki a lot of times because that's what's familiar.
People never didn't know what the Zanha,
Yes.
But it was at the time the San Gabriel Mission. This was San Gabriel Mission land. And that's when
they
stepped the first rancho
up here. And then they sent some early arrivers came in to sort of protect their cattle and the horses from being stolen.
So where's the original ditch then?
It's over there near Redlands.
Actually near Sylvan Park.
And it still exists.
Through Sylvan Park, up in near Opal and Citrus. There's a part of the ditch there.
Yeah, there's a piece
there's
of it right there.
There's several sections, you can see it.
And it's still used as a flood control ditch in emergencies and for drainage.
It cuts across Nevada, California, all those.
Yeah, there's a...
And then it exits basically in Santa Mateo Creek.
Yeah. But it's been moved around.
You can see quite a bit. There's two drainage areas there. And the most southern is the Zana. And some of it's been covered up, some of it's exposed, but you can still trace a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It has a neat history, so... Anyway, that's kind of a work thing, but I thought you'd be interested. So, the rest of my work things are not as interesting.
Mine neither. On May 1st, from 2 to 4 at the Elks Lodge, the one above Paris Hill, there will be a luncheon from 2 to 4 for Citizens of Achievement. And there are 10 people. I was nominated by Gigi for not being afraid to go forward on December 5th for doing Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
You know, because there's only 3 days, pretty much 3 or 4 days right after the attack. So Gigi nominated me. But it's for the League of Women Voters. So if you would like to come to a luncheon and see who all has been nominated and why... contact the League of Women Voters.
Okay.
Okay. Dee.
Nothing to report. Thank you.
Commissioner Bone.
Yeah, as Nick mentioned, the C-SPAN came to the depot and interviewed us for about 4 hours on the history of the railroad and its impact in San Bernardino and some other general history topics that they wanted to cover. The Historical Society and the Historical Museum replaced the arrowhead sign in front of the courthouse. We had a call that there was some misspellings. It wasn't a big deal, but the guy called us about 3 times, so we went ahead and paid for the sign and had it replaced. That's it.
Thank you, Alan. Commissioner Hill.
No announcements.
No legal announcements.
Let's go back to number 4. Is there any public comments for items not on the agenda? Okay, now let's get back down to 7. Let's cover some old business. Plaques. Okay, we're going to finish this up tonight, people.
For real.
Let's end lock the door until we get this figured out.
You should have brought a glass of wine.
I know, I should have brought wine.
Did they have a reason why magnesium was just not advised to use?
No. Probably corrosion.
Weather, but they didn't have an exact reason.
So my understanding is what we're going to do tonight is choose a vendor, correct?
And a material.
Okay.
And you had a question on design also.
Oh.
At the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. So is this for the design that we...
Yes.
Okay.
Which was just the arrowhead. without the square.
Right.
A Sun City granite, how could it be so much more for a zinc over there? That's interesting.
No, and they're the only ones.
They're going to do granite.
They're the only ones doing granite. Yeah, the other two says not.
No.
You have granite in your name.
Just granite.
So
they do granite.
So Timeless and All Star.
I'll second that. Is that a motion?
No,
Sandra?
Yes.
I had contacted the Redlands Historical Society on the plaques that they put on their houses there. They're a lot smaller. They're probably 6 to 8 inches. Mm-hmm. They're a shield, and then they have a brass plate on. Okay. And I went to the guy that does some of them, and they were anywhere from $46 to $60.
Oh, look who else is here. So wow.
Just for information.
Okay, thank you, Alan. We wish we would have known that last time.
Well, but, I mean, we discussed last time, the brass was just not going to be.
Oh, yeah. Brass is just not going to work. Okay. That's what we decided. Okay. So, we need a motion.
To choose a material.
To choose a material and the new design.
Why don't we take those separately?
You want to take them separately?
I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. We need a motion for the material to be used. I think we should do the design first because it'll be a different price if we change the design again.
These prices are for the new design. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to back up. I need a motion for the new design.
I will move the design for the plaque is an arrowhead shape.
Go ahead, Nick.
I second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Yay!
Now we need material.
Okay. Let's go to material.
I'll make a motion that it's granite, and I think we need to, in the discussion, but I need a second to that. Do we use granite?
No. Okay. I second.
Yeah.
I second that we use granite.
Now, it's my understanding, maybe to help everyone out, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that the recipient actually bears this cost. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that was one of the main reasons when I saw this, that would be, I think, a win-win situation for the recipient.
I believe that the granite will be less of a target to get stolen.
Okay.
It's clear that it's not something that is worth stealing.
It's not brass. It doesn't look like brass.
Right. And it also, in my opinion, that we should not go ahead with any magnesium because obviously, two out of the three people thought that was a really horrible idea.
Are there any other comments on this to use granite?
My only comment would be, how does it hold up to the element?
To the weather?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they do pretty good in the cemeteries.
Yeah, go look at the graveyard. You got a graveyard just down the street from you?
They held up really well.
I mean,
they held up. Okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen it, so that's the reason I'm asking.
And
I think of granite when I set something wet on it, leaving it rain.
Countertop thing.
Well, I mean, a lot of these won't even get wet because they'll be at a front door or
under.
I mean, they may get wet, but I'm just saying that most of them would be in a protected-ish place.
Okay. So, we have a motion to make a granite. We have a second by Nick. That this be our official Mills Act plaque for all Mills Act homes. Is there any further discussion, gentlemen, ladies? No? Can I call for a vote? Okay.
I'm kidding.
Aye.
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 Yes!
I'm not kidding.
We need to have you here.
Yeehaw!
So I'm done.
Is that hard? Were you hard? Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Lisa, wait. We need to back up.
Did 4 years.
Did that include also that using that vendor in the motion?
That's the only vendor that does concrete.
That does granite?
Granite.
I guess we assume
I think we should include the vendor's name in the motion.
But it's not, I would not require that they use somebody.
Yeah.
So if they have somebody else,
Thank you. This is a recommendation.
I mean, you can set the standard, but if I got a friend that does something, I should be able to use him.
Okay. Yay, we got that done.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it?
Okay.
Now it has to go to city council, right? No, we're done?
We're done.
Oh, my God.
That is it.
We accomplished
that. Are you going to be the first one to buy one?
Yes.
And then what we can do is we can, I say we, but it will be Lisa, that will send out letters to everybody who's on the Mills Act, who's part of the program, Mills Act program, and there's probably two dozen.
Yes.
We can actually set up the letters for the chair to sign, just saying that there's a new standard. We won't say that there wasn't before, but we'll tell them that there's a new standard and there's a vendor that the city has identified and a cost, and if they're interested, they can work with the vendor. Sandra will just set that letter up for you to sign.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not required.
No, it's not required. No. So we're just saying, hey, if you want to, this is,
something
you can be recognized. Yes.
Great.
Nice.
I'm so excited. You got something done. Okay. On to the next item.
It's a big day.
Yeah, I know.
Commission appointment absences. I did receive a letter that Gigi had sent. The city clerk has sent to Councilman Valdivia, stating that they did not have to live within the ward. That's all I received.
Right. So Councilmember Valdivia has not appointed a replacement member. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I think that we can say now is that there is a vacancy, and that Commissioner Figueroa is no longer part of the commission. So there's officially a vacancy. Anybody who wants to talk to Councilmember Valdivia and encourage him to appoint somebody, I think it's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for staff to do that, but I think as commissioners, if you know him, if you see him, I think that would be appropriate for you to mention that to him.
Also,
can I ask for clarification? So Figueroa does not live in the city and he must live in the city?
No.
No.
Councilman Valdivia was just asking to make sure that if somebody he appointed lived in the ward.
Okay.
And has to live.
Anyone in the city. Right, so you don't have to live in the third ward to be appointed by the third ward councilman.
Right. Okay.
Now, how about Johnny and Ralph, Commissioner Ralph. Mm-hmm. Did we ever get a replacement for her, Johnny and Ralph?
There is a new council person for her ward, so I think she's trying to get caught up.
I think she's in the fifth ward.
No, she was appointed Ricky Van Johnson.
So, essentially, we do have another vacancy. Here we go.
We have two. Any further discussion?
I can't wait to go down to that flat.
Do you just want to call her right now?
I do. You'll never believe it.
Okay. So, is there any further discussion on this item? No further discussion. All right. The Mount Vernon Bridge Project. Thank you.
So I'll just give the commission a brief update on what Lisa is handing out. Oliver diligently scoured our library down in the community development department and came across a memorandum of agreement between Caltrans and SHPO, the State Office of Historic Preservation, relative to replacement of the Mount Vernon Avenue Bridge. And Lisa made copies of the whole agreement. The highlighted sections have been pointed out. That starts at Roman numeral 2 and talks about what needs to be done as part of the replacement of that bridge. And I believe, let me say, that this addresses the commission's concerns that you brought up at your last meeting.
Yes.
Regarding, because it's obviously a very important structure in the development of the community, and we all want to make sure that it gets preserved. So there's this agreement that's already been entered into.
Yeah.
None of us were aware of it. Well, the three of us on staff, at least, weren't aware of this until just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is actually excellent. It's much more developed than I would have believed. So
right.
This is great.
Right, yeah. It was good work on Oliver's part to...
Thank you. Yeah, that's
good. You're lucky for good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is awesome.
The question I have is, will we... Have they submitted a design yet?
That's been
that we can see?
They have not, to answer your question. There's, and community development isn't directly involved. It's a public works project, but from talking to the former city engineer, Robert Eisenbeiss, there is still about a $12 million gap in financing for replacement of that bridge. With Sandbag taking over the project, there's the hope that there will be additional funding sources available, because I think there's the concern. Well, everybody knows that the thing's been deemed seismically unsafe by Caltrans. And it is a project that Public Works, I know, has been working on for over a decade to come up with a design and then a funding mechanism. The railroad, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, the railroad has been completely unhelpful in the process. Their demands have been pretty extreme, at least in staff's opinion, regarding what their needs are, because, you know, it's obviously a very significant rail hub for the entire nation, and they have set some pretty high standards for the city to meet before they'll sign off on any redesign or reconstruction of the bridge.
Okay, the last question I have, now that it's been moved to Sandbags as a project for Sandbag, do they have to abide by this?
It's still it still needs Caltrans approval. So,
yes.
And, all right, and we will... If it's okay with the commission, we will forward this to Sandbag, and I can do it under my signature, just in saying to make the Sandbag aware. I don't know who the project manager is, but I can certainly find that out and let them know about this agreement. We'll also try to find a recorded copy or a signed copy of the agreement, because if you look to the last page, it's unsigned.
Oh. But it must have been signed.
And just for information also, there was an environmental impact report that was prepared for that project. This is actually part of the mitigation measures under the cultural resources section, where it talks about the bridge and the historical significance and so forth. And that's what generated the reason for this being prepared to maintain some of that cultural heritage. So this is actually a mitigation measure. So at the end of the day, it's a requirement for...
The other part of it is now that we're all aware of it, we can all be, you know, right on it. So,
what does it say in summary? What is, in kind of summarize, what does this say in a few sentences?
It's just basically saying it's an important cultural icon.
And they have to maintain some of the architectural features of it.
Integrity
of
that historical. Yeah.
But I think what's also, to Commissioner Cox's question, I think it's also important to note in this that it talks about the importance of the setting of the bridge. It's not just the design elements, but it's the setting of the bridge. And one of the commissioners at the last meeting brought up the SAC itself. So I think this would allow any interested party to say if that bridge gets widened and moved too close to the stack and it impacts that, because that's also a historic feature of the town, that I would believe that would not be in keeping with this, recognizing the context of the bridge. So, you know, if you're impinging upon or encroaching upon another historic monument, I don't think that would meet this standard. So I think there's going to be a lot of discussion and argument when that bridge design is final. But yeah, Commissioner Earp is correct. Now that you all know about it, we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
So to first be final,
About 2.5 years ago, I don't know if they were from HDR or not, but we had a group of people approach us about the historical significance of the bridge. And the things that we thought that would be important were replace the light standards to duplicate the original ones, and the railing along the side to duplicate that in some fashion, and then underneath the bridge where you see the large steel I-beams to possibly, you know, do imprints of the rivets, paint that black, and then still put, if you've noticed, the track numbers are on there from the 20s, and to redo that. There is one part of the bridge on the southern side, southeast corner, that still has the date that it was erected in a block there, too.
It's engraved in that block?
Yes, a pressed concrete thing.
I can just represent that I've been in meetings with Sandbag regarding this project, and they are very aware of the design concerns of the city. And they are also aware that the city, although this project is going to Sandbag, the city expects to have input on the design.
And I believe that Mr. Wolf was at Caltrans before. It's the same Mr. Wolf that now runs Sandbag. So
yes.
He has knowledge of the project, which is good.
Also, it's a viaduct, not a bridge.
Well, all I know is what your agreement says.
So. Oh, wait, Caltrans called it a bridge?
Yes.
They insist on calling it a viaduct.
If you look at the title, it's pretty much says.
Wow. Just a change in word, though, can screw everything up.
Any further conversations?
I got a concern. Sandbag is very cooperative, very concerned with the bridge. I think it's really great. They're concerned in certain aspects, but we have a wonderful museum at the Santa Fe Depot. And what I'm gathering, I haven't been to any meetings, but I'm getting the feeling that Sandbag has not been a very good neighbor with the museum. I mean, one of the things that former mayor Pat Morris wanted to do was put in the Santa Fe 3751 steam engine back to town. I don't know what's happening leading up, but I don't know if you want to mention something.
That's still in negotiations.
But I will say, Stephen, that this is not necessarily an agendized item.
Okay. I guess you know what, right? I'm leading into a Sandbag. I guess you're right.
Thanks, all.
I do play an attorney on TV.
Calvary's just so happy tonight. Okay, any further discussions? Commissioner Cox?
I'm okay with this.
This is actually new ward.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually seventh ward.
Oh, you're seventh.
Yeah, I'm third. I'm appointed in the second ward. Councilman Barrios appointed me, so this is in my appointed ward. I live in the seventh ward. But this is very interesting to me, and I'm very grateful for researching this and finding this that we didn't know about.
I'm glad, Stephen, to hear you say that Sandbag's aware of this, because that's good.
Yeehaw, get awake over there. Any further comments?
I just want to let you know that Councilperson Virginia Marcus is fully aware of this also. She's worked diligently with with Caltrans, and I don't know if she's been that involved with Sandbag.
Oh, she's the one who facilitated the meeting.
Oh, okay.
To let them know her concerns about the design.
So she's
very good. She's on the ball.
That doesn't surprise me. So that's good. So she'd be a good person to bring in the discussion. She has credibility for sure.
Any further discussions? No? Okay.
And then it looks like, if I may, that I duplicated some agenda items.
Well, I thought you guys were just going to talk some more.
No.
You were going to up. It was a staff update, and then I figured you're going to update us again.
No. So there was
done and done.
Done and done.
And there was no new business. It was all continued items.
Okay. How about this? So we're going to go down to number 7-8. Discussion of future agenda items. Commissioner Smith?
I have none at this time.
Okay. Commissioner Cataldo? The Depot Museum?
The Depot Museum.
Okay. The Sandbag?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I think it's a real important
item.
Facility. Yeah, very important facility we have in town, and it's just some jeopardy there.
Okay. Commissioner Erb?
I have nothing.
Sorry. You don't have anything? Commissioner Cox?
No, I'm still running off the steam from the plaque.
We made a decision.
Yes.
Commissioner Bone?
I have a technical question to ask the city people. Would this be the proper time?
Well, it depends on how technical.
Soon the fire department will be converted over to the county. At the headquarters station, there's some San Bernardino artifacts from the late 1800s, early 1900s. We have half those artifacts on display at the museum, but the other ones are still inside the fire station. We talked to Tom Hanneman over there about it, and he thought that they were going to just leave them there, but then we won't know who has the key to these things. And those do belong to the city, and we are the caretakers of about 50% of them right now at the museum. Who would we contact to see if we can make that transition?
I'd recommend Don Trapp at County.
Right.
He's been handling the transition to County Fire.
Yeah, County Fire Chief.
And if you need his contact info, I can get it.
Okay.
Pass along to you.
It's just we don't want these things to go by the wayside.
We don't want to go missing either. So.
Yeah. Let's be honest, missing.
I'll email him and let him know your concern.
Okay.
And so you guys
my
get
card
the,
here too.
That's great.
Just out of my own curiosity, how much are we talking about? Volume, size?
No, there's some. We have some large trophies that were awarded to San Bernardino when they had a competition against Riverside in 1901. And then there's some other cups that are there, some cups and small artifacts. There's one coffee table, a little bit smaller than this, that has the original brass plaque embedded in it from the old central fire station. And I know when these things get turned over to somebody else, then if they end up missing, nobody
will. They don't have the same historic significance to the county.
No, and they're owned by the city of San Bernardino.
And as an employee of the county fire department, I know that in a meeting I sat in on, the county is very aware of the history of San Bernardino City Fire Department, and they want to not just erase that and now we're county fire. I know they have a recognition that there is a long, I think 137-year or a history of San Bernardino City Fire, and that's something they want to preserve. I think on the trucks there's going to be some kind of mention of that. And that would be a way to approach that, I think. I think they're very aware of the history.
We have the 1878, the second piece of fire equipment from 1878, and then we have the 1890 horse-drawn hose wagon stored. But we did, when there was another chief there, these trophies were too big for the case, and they put them on loan to us. They are owned by the city of San Bernardino. But we just don't want to see them go somewhere.
Okay. So Stephen could help you with that one. Is there anything else, is there anything you'd like to add to the agenda for next meeting?
But why don't we put that on the agenda just to make sure that it actually happens?
So it doesn't get lost.
So, fire.
Memorabilia. City.
No, artifacts.
Historic artifacts. Yeah.
Historical yeah. artifacts.
Yeah. So are you suggesting maybe you take them on?
We have 50% of them on display now.
But do you have room for the remainder
yeah.
if the county said, okay?
Yeah.
So do you have an MOU with the city to have these items then?
We did at one time when Dennis Reichardt was assistant chief.
Okay. Okay. So we'll discuss that at the next meeting.
I guess my question is, do we need their permission for you to move the other artifacts to the museum?
I think that's a discussion for the next meeting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Commissioner Hill?
None at this time.
None at this time. Okay. I want to add a Meals Act workshop discussion. Scheduling one. Because we have new commissioners that aren't aware of how it works. And there are things that we even learned at our last workshop. Pardon me.
Hey, Commissioner Sandra, what is the deadline for it? In July?
June 30th.
When we'll have to get so
June 30th.
We need to have something before June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
coming up.
Quick.
So I'd like to have a Mills Act workshop conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So
if I may, if your next meeting is the 13th and you have to file 2 weeks after that, it seems.
Oh. No, geez, that's right.
You have 2 months
until. You should have been on it this time.
Okay. Well, this.
Not that I want to give the commission more work. Staff doesn't tend to do that, but it is. It is possible for you guys to adjourn. Stephen, help me out here. An adjourned regular meeting, if they adjourn to a date other than June 13th, they could do that.
They can just set the next date.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can do an adjourned regular meeting. You can just call it a special meeting
right.
another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could have a meeting prior to that.
Is this a workshop for us, for the commissioners, or is it a workshop for the community?
Is this similar to what we've had in the past?
Then we better have a meeting in May to discuss that.
Okay.
It's really tight.
But
it's
going to
be
too very happy about that.
Because that would basically.
I'm kind of wondering if this message is a good idea.
I
think if we were to plan it for next year.
Yeah, I
think
that.
We're just, you know, just
too tight.
I
don't know right now. Yeah, we are too tight.
I've got plans.
Do you have plans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not every day. Only the days are going to have
the You're taking a 6 week vacation
in a generalized way.
Retirement?
Okay, let's do this. Let's keep the mill. I would like to have the Mills Act workshop put on the agenda for discussion to be a step ahead for next year.
Okay.
And we can have it earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And then we can have a discussion at that time about who we know that will qualify that we could sign up.
Yes.
For this year. Okay.
And figure out the month we're going to actually do it.
Yeah. After the D.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you on that one.
Chairman Olivas, I think there's one thing that, and let me ask staff about this, but are we coming up for election of officers for another year?
June is the month.
So that happened?
It'll be at the next meeting.
Yeah. So that should be agendized, right?
Is yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Director's report.
I don't have a report, but as I said at the last meeting, Oliver will be your staff person. I'm not going anywhere, so if you have questions, I'm always around. But Oliver and Lisa will be the regular attendees at the at the event. I'm sorry, at your meeting. Lisa just wrote me a note about the food trucks. We do have food trucks coming up on April 21st. So we have, we dropped off a little bit in December and January, but last month we had a very good month, as Sandy knows. And please tell all of your family, friends. We also have, I should get, let me run downstairs. If you can give me like 30 seconds, we have Art Night coming up on May 19th.
Okay. What's the best time to come for the food trucks?
11:30.
I've been by twice.
As early as you can be here.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Or I get a little on bit later, too, like maybe 1:30. Okay. Also, the line starts to...
Which is the best truck?
Slammed.
My personal favorite is Piaggio's Argentine food.
The chimichurri.
Chimichurri, yes.
Chimichurri.
Can I have a motion that we adjourn until Monday, June 13th?
I'm not waiting for Mark to come back with the
post. No, he can just have him out.
I second the motion. I'm always seconding the motion to get out of
motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we are adjourned. Good job, we made a decision. Speaking of the
trucks, yes, sir.
Is the term coming up on our patrons contract?
It already has. We got an extension.
When does it extend to?
Next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I realized 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. I'll send that to John Trash. I think they're planning on preserving everything, but I think it'd be better if we know exactly where it went.
Well, it's sitting in opportunity. It's probably an inventory
should be absolutely.
Including the stuff.
And I think they'd be perfectly fine.
Yes, and then at least have it on record here.